The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Have you ever purchased a new piece of assistive technology only to have trouble using it? A new service in Raleigh called VI Tech Tutor will be there to help you get the most out of your tech. Stick around because I'll be talking with Noah Long about this new program. That's what's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. Technology is wonderful, as long as it works. That is the mantra chanted by many users of assistive technology. A key to making technology work for you is knowing how to use it. A new service called VI Tech Tutor hopes to help you get the most out of your piece of assistive tech so you can start chanting, "Technology is wonderful." Today, we are talking with Noah Long, an assistive technology advocate and lifelong user. Hey, Noah.
How are you?
I am doing great. I hope you are.
I am as well.
Awesome. Well, let's just dive right in here. Before we get into what VI Tech Tutor is, who is Noah?
I am a 31-year-old blind young man also living with cerebral palsy. I was born blind with a condition known as retinopathy of prematurity, and then at age one, that was when we got the diagnosis of cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy mainly affects my leg and wrist movements, but it is a very mild case of cerebral palsy. What this means is that I'm able to walk around normally with the assistance of an ambulatory device like a walker, and I'm able to perform a number of basic tasks related to independent living. I currently live in an apartment. If you ask me what is the disability that affects me the most, many people would think it would be my blindness, but for me, it is my cerebral palsy because it is a physical handicap.
What exactly is VI Tech Tutor?
It's an interesting story. VI Tech Tutor was founded, actually, by me after I had sent my grandfather an email about a gift that I wanted for my birthday. I wanted to get the brand new HumanWear Victor Reader Stream 3rd generation, and he told me that he was willing to buy the Victor Reader Stream. He wanted me to find a volunteer-based opportunity in the tech support field for the visually impaired. And so I started realizing, going back to my years over at the Governor Moorhead School, assisting students and adults with assistive technology use is my passion. And so I said to myself, wouldn't it be nice if there was something that I could develop that can allow people locally to get some local tech support from someone who has the knowledge of assistive devices before they contact the company's tech support line. And so at that, and I'm like, let me just come up with something. And all of a sudden, VI Tech Tutor was born.
Nice.
I created a little announcement in print, and my grandfather liked it. And then a couple weeks later, he came to me and said, why don't we set up a website and see how we can get people involved? Once we launch, we hope to get people involved with our website and try to get them some one-on-one assistance.
Do you think this is something that maybe in the future, you know, you might have some additional volunteers come on to, you know, to help spread the load around?
As a matter of fact, in the interim, right now I'm a party of one, mm-hmm. but if interest warrants, I will add friends of mine and colleagues to the little business. Right now, I'm trying to get some of my fellow GMS students involved, as well as some folks that I've met through Skype involved who are also blind.
So who is the service designed for?
This is designed for students and adults who are blind and visually impaired who live locally in the area. When I say locally, I'm saying in the Raleigh, Durham, Cary, Chapel Hill area. However, let's say someone from, let's say, Charlotte, if they visit the website, I'm able to provide one-on-one assistance via the telephone for those people who cannot make it down to my area.
Okay. What gave you the idea to start providing the service?
From my time at Governor Moorhead School, a lot of times my computer teacher would come to my front desk when I was working the telephones asking me to help a student with use of the computer or other assistive devices. And over time, many of the students I've worked with one-on-one have enjoyed the time I've spent with them teaching them various devices. I would not only teach them the computer and JAWS, Microsoft Word, all that stuff, but I would also take some time to teach them about the assistive technology that they have on limb from GMS. And I would just sit down with that student one-on-one and teach them at a very slow pace to make sure that they understand the concept that I'm trying to get across to them. Because I believe that for those students who are not as proficient in the devices that I'm teaching, I think it's important that I go at a slow pace, especially with a younger student who is not in high school, to help them better understand how to use the device.
Okay. You know, we're going to kind of move along a little bit here and talk about the partnership with the North Carolina Reading Service. I know from my own personal experience, you've had a lot of interaction with the Reading Service, but I guess specifically, how did the partnership with the North Carolina Reading Service come to be?
So my grandfather, he suggested that I get in contact with NCRS to see if they could help with providing a place, basically a building facility, for me to provide this tech support. And they were more than willing to provide me their facility for me to provide this support, and they even gave me the one of their offices for me to use if I have a client who is locally who wants to basically meet with me in person to work with them one-on-one with their device. Not only can I give them support on the device, but I can also do any troubleshooting they might have with the devices.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. We're talking with Noah Long today about his new service called VI Tech Tutor. And Noah, I noticed that you plan to offer support on a lot of devices, including both assistive technology and mainstream devices. I want to break these down into two different categories. And first of all, what are some of the assistive technology devices that you plan to offer assistance on?
So I'm going to give you three of the devices that I currently use to break things down. I'm not going to list them all off because it's a huge range of devices. I can give help on devices such as the BrailleNote Touch Plus, the Victor Reader Stream 3, and the PlexTalk Pocket.
For people who may not know what those devices are, just could you give us just a brief little description of them?
The BrailleNote Touch Plus is a Google-certified Braille tablet manufactured by HumanWare.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Sorry.
But I found something related.
Sorry.
Do you want to know who makes HumanWare?
yet another example of why technology is wonderful.
Yeah, we don't need to put that in. But the Touch Plus is a certified Braille tablet running Android 8.1 Oreo, and this allows me to take notes, browse the web, emails, almost all the things you can do on a standard PC. The VictorReader Stream 3 is HumanWare's brand new version of the VictorReader Stream, allowing me to read DAISY digital talking books, play music, download and stream podcasts, record voice notes, listen to internet radio stations, and much more. And the PlexTalk Pocket is another DAISY digital talking book player that I mainly use to read books, listen to music. But what I like about the PlexTalk Pocket is its recording functionality, because instead of just regular voice note capabilities, it can actually record recordings that you can actually add to. So when you hit the record button on that thing, if you're listening to a recording, it will assume that you want to add to that recording, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does actually. But in addition to these three that you mentioned, you're also planning right. on offering help with things like using JAWS and, you know, other PC-based assistive technology, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. Let's switch gears a little bit and let's talk about mainstream devices. What are some of the mainstream devices that you're going to be able to help with in terms of using their accessibility features?
I can give support just some basic iPhone and iPad use. I don't use a touch screen very well with these devices, as I mainly use a Braille display with them via Bluetooth. So when it comes to that, if I'm going to give support on like an iPhone or an iPad, I recommend that my client have the VoiceOver hints enabled, because it'll say something like double tap to open or swipe down, swipe up. And the reason I don't use touch screens very well is because of my cerebral palsy.
Okay.
My hands can't easily go into a position where they can swipe correctly or whatsoever. I can swipe down with like one finger, but if it's multiple fingers, I can't do it. My fingers like kind of close together. Again, I mainly use those devices with a Braille display via Bluetooth. When you're talking about mainstream, do you mean the smart speakers and everything?
But yeah, like smart speakers. I think I noticed on some material you sent me some of the RoboVax.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I can touch on these.
I've got
various smart speakers in the house, including the Amazon Dot, Google devices, one in the bedroom, one in the living room. And then I've got a big Amazon speaker also in the bedroom. But the main one I use daily is my Amazon Dot, because it's in the kitchen and I'm mainly in the living room mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned about the RoboVax. I've got a Roomba i7 Plus that I use. And what I'll only have to do is ask my smart speaker. I would just say, ask Roomba to start cleaning. And then it just backs out of its docking station. And it'll start cleaning my floors. It's developed a smart map capability where it'll first clean, let's say, the living room. Then it'll clean what I call the living room entry, which is the entryway to the front door of the apartment. Then it goes to the kitchen. Then it goes to bedroom and bathroom.
I'm kind of curious, as far as the setting up process, was that something that you needed visual assistance with, or was that something that you were able to do on your own using Amazon?
To set up Roomba, I did need some visual assistance, because one of the things you have to do when setting it up, once you have it linked to your Amazon account, you then have to connect it to Wi-Fi, and which involves someone holding two buttons down on the actual vacuum itself. Okay. And those buttons are not tactile, and they're very sensitive. And so you have to hold down two buttons to put it into what we call pairing mode.
Yep.
And then it sees that your phone is connected to a Wi-Fi network. It asks, do you want me to connect to the same network? And if you say yes, it automatically connects to the same Wi-Fi network as the phone, and it'll say, it'll go like, boom, boom, your Roomba is online and is ready to be used. But one thing to keep in mind for its first use, users need to make sure that it is charging up fully in the docking station. I don't know how long it takes to fully charge, but what I will say is once it's done vacuuming, it will turn off the vacuum motor while still moving, and it will go immediately return back to its docking station. And the best part about it is that once it returns, it's got something called automatic dirt disposal technology, which what that does is that once it returns to the dock, it will, the dirt disposal unit turns on. It sounds almost like a jet engine, and it basically disposes the dirt from the bin into a replaceable bag, which can hold up to about a month of dirt at a time. And then you got to replace the bag.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. Let's get back to the VITech Tutor for a little bit. And all right, what types of service do you plan on offering? And how are you going to go about helping people who need, you know, the assistance with the pieces of tech that they have?
Okay, so the main service I'm going to provide is technology assistance. And how that's going to be provided is one of two ways. First, if I have someone who's locally in the area, I can provide my service in person by having them come to the North Carolina Reading Service. And this will be provided, the in-person service will be provided Mondays from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Okay.
In addition, the second way of that I'll provide the service is, let's say someone doesn't want to come in person and they just want assistance over the phone. I will be able to provide that over the phone through my cell phone. And if that's the case, I will actually have whatever device they need help with. If it's a device that I own, I'll bring the device with me to make sure that they're following along, as I won't be with them in person for the hands-on training.
In addition to the North Carolina Reading Service, you referenced other organizations. Would you like to take this opportunity to talk about them a little bit and how they're going to be helping you in this endeavor?
One of the most important organizations that I want to touch up on is the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind. They are the eighth oldest school for the blind in the country, established in 1845. The Governor Moorhead School focuses on supporting a blind student's learning to give them whatever they're going to need to make sure they are successful. And through my years of being a GMS student, people have been very inspiring to me, and I've been so inspiring to them that I encourage them to go the extra mile in order to help me. And I made a lot of friends there, and you know, it was a wonderful experience when I returned to the Governor Moorhead School in 2008, because I attended Governor Moorhead School in preschool through second grade. And then that's when I transferred over to the public school system. But when I returned to the Governor Moorhead School in 2008, a lot of students as well as staff were amazed at the fact that I knew a lot about the computer, and I even passed the computer competency exam. And once I passed it, once I got the word that I passed it, our computer teacher, Pam Snyder, told students that if you need help with the computer, let Noah know and he will get with you one-on-one. And so that's what led me to starting to work with various students one-on-one, and it's been a wonderful experience for me to maintain a strong relationship with the school. And as a matter of fact, our computer teacher, Pam Snyder, she wants me to send her a link to our website once we get it launched, as she wants it to be a resource for their students, her students, to use if they need assistance. So in such a case, many of their students are living remotely. Mm-hmm. And so if, let's say, a student needs help, that's a point where they're going to have to contact me via the phone, because they can't allow students to go off the GMS campus.
Anybody else?
As I mentioned, HumanWare is a company that is near and dear to my heart. They manufacture a lot of the devices that are on your list here that I did not touch on, but their team is geared towards providing technology for the blind and people who have macular degeneration. They're a company based out of Canada, but they also have a U.S. office in Florida. And I a lot of times I'll contact their tech support team because I have various questions on a device that I own, and they're always willing to help me out. And one of the things I am hoping to do, I've had this dream that if my business does, I'm just going to say get off the ground and grows. I actually had a dream one night that HumanWare actually donated some of their equipment to my business, so that, let's say, a device I don't own gets donated, I can get some one-on-one use out of it. If, let's say, a person who calls me or needs support on a device that I don't own, but we have it at our offices, I can take the time to get some hands-on training with that one myself. And so, but I'll tell you, HumanWare is just, as I said, it's a company near and dear to my heart, and I've always wished that I could go to their offices.
Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Noah Long about VI Tech Tutor, and you've already kind of alluded to this a couple of times already, but I want to talk about how can someone learn more about VI Tech Tutor?
We have a website. It is, I'll say the website and then I'll spell it out for anyone who might want to look at it. It's www.vitechtutor.com. That's www.vitechtutor.com. For people who would like to schedule an in-person appointment with me, they can send an email to VI Tech Tutor, VITECHTUTOR @gmail.com.
Do you have any kind of social media presence set up yet?
We do not yet, but we hope to set up a social media presence once we get off the ground.
My next question you actually just answered, which is, how can potential clients contact you for an appointment? And that was to email you at vitechtutor@gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Is there anything else you would like to cover that I may have missed?
Well, I just want to say I'm hoping that this business will get off the ground and possibly grow. What my ultimate goal would be is to provide not just the service to the visually impaired, but also the service to teachers of WCPSS, Wake County Public School System, because a lot of teachers in the school system, they really don't know about this technology that I know about, and they may have a blind student in their classroom, and my hope is that I can provide assistance to those teachers so that they in turn can help that blind student with their technology in the school environment.
With that said, I'm going to thank you very much for your time. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
I'd like to thank Noah once again for taking the time to talk with me today about his exciting new endeavor to help people new to assistive technology get the most out of their devices. During our conversation, Noah mentioned several organizations, including the North Carolina Reading Service, the Governor Moorhead School, and HumanWare. To learn more about these organizations and businesses, you can visit their respective websites. The North Carolina Reading Service's website is ncreadingservice.org. For the Governor Moorhead School, you can visit governormoorhead.net. And for HumanWare, you can visit their website at humanware.com. If you would like to learn more about VI Tech Tutor, you can visit their website at vitechtutor.com or email Noah at vitechtutor@gmail.com. Finally, if you'd like to take it old school and give him a call on the phone, you can reach him by dialing 919-348-9824. That number again, 919-348-9824. The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. The North Carolina Reading Service. We breathe words into your life. White Cane has been a part of the VIP community for decades. Several years ago, the cane got a major upgrade in the form of the WeWalk Smart Cane. Not only does this cane detect obstacles on the ground, but also obstacles at chest level or higher. Now, it can do even more when paired with your smartphone. Next month, we'll be talking with the developers of the WeWalk Smart Cane about its new and exciting features. Be sure to tune in to April's episode of Tech Tips to check out all this cane has to offer. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.